made for you and me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Mom and Dad used to argue.
If the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented, would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Normally, you can hear my regular show Friday nights at 9. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do encourage you to tune in, but you know what? I'm going to take the next half hour and just focus on one band and one band only. Which band is that? Magically, it's a little power pop trio that came out of the Boston, Mass area. The Blake Babies.
Yeah. Thank you.
From their 1989 debut on independent record label Mammoth Records out of North Carolina, that's the Blake Babies with Rain here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I believe I forgot to tell you that the name of that debut is Earwig. Before that, Out There from their follow-up Sunburn album, and start off that entire set with Lament, which was also on Earwig, but also you could find that on the Slow Learner EP, or mini LP as it was called, that came out right before Earwig did. And you might have heard a familiar vocal in there, because Evan Dando briefly had joined the Blake Babies at that point in their career. There was a small breakup of the Lemonheads back around 1988, so Evan Dando was kind of a Blake Baby during that time. Now, the Blake Babies formed back around 1986 up in the Boston area. Juliana Hatfield was going to the Berklee School of Music, and the group got together. And believe it or not, their name came from Allen Ginsberg. They went to a reading of his at Harvard University, and the group raised their hand and said, "What should I call my band?" And he said, "Blake Babies." So they initially put out self-released EP on their own little Chew Bud label called Nicely Nicely, and let's check out a track from that.
Why did I?
from an album that AllMusic.com described as the last great college rock album. That's the Blake Babies here on WRCT with I'm Not Your Mother, and the album in question is called Sunburn. And before I'm Not Your Mother, it was the Blake Babies doing a Stooges cover from the Earwig album. Yeah, that was the Stooges Loose, and start off the entire set with Blake Babies from their self-released 1987 album Nicely with Wipe It Up. In fact, the Blake Babies were not shy when it came to doing a cover song here and there on the recordings. In 1991, one of their final official releases, they put out their Rosie Jack World EP featuring this Temptations cover as the lead single. We'll be right back. From an album released in 2001 called God Bless the Blake Babies, Blake Babies would disappear. Now, the Blake Babies actually disbanded in 1992, and Juliana Hatfield went off on a solo career. John and Frieda started their own band called Antenna into the 1990s, and then in 1999, they got back together, did a few shows together, and started doing some recordings, and the result was this 2001 album called God Bless the Blake Babies. Before that, it was from that Rosie Jack World EP from 1991, Grassroots Temptation Eyes. I do want to remind you again that you can tune into my regular show, Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. Speaking of shows, have you checked out the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, it's an hour of classic and traditional blues music, but no, it's better than that, because it's actually 3 hours of the Deep Blues Hour with Steve every Tuesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. That's right, 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I got one more Blake Babies song to wrap up this Blake Babies block of music for you, and I'm going back to my favorite Blake Babies song. It comes off the Sunburned album. It's Girl in a Box here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I've got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed. Sure must get hot in the summertime. I get her out. There's nothing else to do. And there's nothing on TV when I can't see you. Wife don't mind if I give her a child. My wife don't mind. She thinks it's pretty wild. I've got this girl in a box. I got a girl in a box. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day that I die. And I hope I die with my TV on and a beer in my hand, and you by my side. I got a girl in a box. We play games. I'm anything I'm not, but I wanna be. Yeah, I wanna be. She'll be a slut, a dirty little whore, or the girl next door, or my bride instead, or I'll cut off her head if I want to. Yeah, I want to. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day that I die. I've got a girl in a box. I've got a girl in a box.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City. the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota. From cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface.
Good evening, my friends. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and tonight's show is a pre-recorded special from back in March when we had legendary Canadian rocker Al Harlow joining us to talk about his new solo album, Now. So no calls to the studio tonight. I'll be back with you live next week. And I'll be joined by Angel lead singer Frank Domino and legendary guitarist Punky Meadows talking about the upcoming Angel reunion show in Pittsburgh, November 4th. Keep it right here on 88.3 FM. Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie.